You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Alex Palou has become the first driver from Spain to win the Indy 500.
It's amazing. It's amazing to be here. It's amazing to win.
And?
I didn't know if I was going to be able to pass Marcus or not, but yeah. Made it happen. First of all, win. What a better place.
Palou won by holding off former Chip Ganassi racing teammate Marcus Ericsson over the closing laps. Accused of trying to firebomb a U.S. Embassy branch office in Tel Aviv a week ago and of posting on Facebook an invite to help him burn it down and threats against President Trump and others, a dual U.S.-German citizen, Joseph Neumeier, says the Justice Department. A top Senate Republican, Wisconsin's Ron Johnson, says he and other Republican senators are not necessarily supporting the House budget bill.
I think we have enough to stop the process until the president gets serious about spending reduction and reducing the deficit.
Johnson on CNN's State of the Union. Russia and Ukraine swapped hundreds more prisoners today. This is ABC News. A somber day in Minneapolis and elsewhere in the U.S. George Floyd, a black man, was murdered by Derek Chauvin, a white police officer, 5 years ago. Antonio Davis, head of the National Basketball Retired Players Association, flew in from Chicago to take part.
To be able to visually see what happened and how it happened, and picturing myself or my son or somebody that I loved being in that position really hurts.
Today's commemorations began with a Sunday service and will end with a candlelight vigil. Keeping on trucking in more ways than one, Tommy Paul coming back to win his first round match at the French Open today, eliminating Elmer Moeller of Denmark. Paul says he managed to regain the truck that was repossessed back home in Florida when he accidentally missed some payments. He found out about it through his house door camera on his phone. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCL's Evening News is sponsored by TC AutoWorks, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Mostly clear and calm conditions tonight with a low of 43, morning sunshine on Memorial Day with increasing clouds, high 72, and mostly cloudy tomorrow night. It will be slightly warmer with a low of 50. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the west southwest at 5 miles per hour. And after hitting a high of 73 today, our current temperature is 71 degrees.
TC AutoWorks in Richland Center is rolling out the spring savings. Get $10 off every $100 you spend, up to $50 off $500. Save on brakes, exhaust, AC, cooling systems, and more. Need tires? Get a $100 rebate when you buy a set of four select Hankook DynaPro HT2 tires, now through May 31st. Plus, GDI fuel and air induction cleaning just $149, and $15 off AC service and charge. Call 608-383-1700 or stop by TC AutoWorks, 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today is Sunday, May 25th. Good afternoon good evening, for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thied. Yesterday afternoon at approximately 12:05, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a motorcycle accident at the intersection of County Road Double D and County Road W in the township of Waldick. Mineral Point EMS and the Mineral Point Fire Department and the Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. The driver was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. The driver's name has not been released at this time. Construction on County Highway O, starting from Equity Auction Market and extending south to County Highway 00 and Santa Claus Lane, will begin on Tuesday. The road will be closed to through traffic as construction will have significant impact to travel. Meast Construction will do their best to accommodate travel to businesses and people who live on this stretch of road. This will include working with Pine Valley Community Village to help leave constant access to that facility for visitors and staff. They will notify Richland County Dispatch of the best access practices during the course of this project to ensure safety and best ease of travel. The Richland County Highway Department thanks you for your anticipated patience and looks forward to the completion date of October 31st. The Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 invites you to celebrate the true meaning of Memorial Day tomorrow as they remember those veterans who never made it home. The day will begin with a parade stepping off at 10 in Richland Center. The parade will begin at the Richland Hospital parking lot at 3rd and Park Street and go down to Church Street. It will circle around and end at the Richland Center Cemetery. Commander Marge Freeman says the parade will have a number of displays.
We'll have the Richland Center High School band and probably another band there. The American Legion Auxiliary, their donkeys are supposed to be there to represent, and for their mascots, that's their mascots. There'll be other patriotic displays showing up.
If you would like to be in the parade, contact Commander Marge Freeman. The Memorial Day program will begin at around 10:30 following the parade at the Richland Center Cemetery.
WRCO Bo Hendricks is the designated master of ceremonies. Our guest speaker is Greg Herbst. He is the Ithaca Schools principal superintendent. And then also we have Ethan Gald will do the Gettysburg Address. And then Mara Delagrave will do the TAPS recognition after we honor our veterans with the three volleys of firing for the Military Honor Guard.
Following the program at the cemetery, the Women's Relief Corps water service will be held at the American Legion Post 13. In case of inclement weather, the parade will not be held, but the programs will be held at Richland Center High School beginning at 10 o'clock. Other Memorial Day events are being held tomorrow, and they include the American Legion Post 383 and Legion Auxiliary of Lone Rock will host two events. The first will be at Battery Park in Lone Rock starting at 10. The second will be at St. Malachi Church Cemetery at 11. Blue River will hold a Community Memorial Day program at 10:30 at the Blue River Community Building. Tomorrow, Memorial Day, fly your U.S. flag at half staff from sunrise until noon and raise it to full staff until sunset. Each Memorial Day, this is done to honor the men and women who have died while serving in the armed forces. All other flags flown alongside the U.S. flag should also be at half staff during this time. Over the next several weeks, USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service will conduct the June Agricultural Survey. The agency will contact nearly 92,000 producers across the nation to determine crop acreage and stock levels as of June 1st. Producers can respond to the June Agricultural Survey online at agcounts.usda.gov. by phone or by me or by mail. You will be asked to provide information on planted and harvested acreage, including acreage for biotech crops and grain stocks. The National Agricultural Statistics Service will publish the data in a series of USDA reports, including the annual acreage and quarterly grain stocks report on June 30th. All NASS reports are available online at nass.usda.gov. Emergencies don't take a holiday. The American Red Cross urges donors to keep the blood supply top of mind and help save lives by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. Immediate access to blood products is a key part of summer safety. With Americans traveling and engaging in water sports, boating, camping, and other outdoor activities this time of year, the risk of accidents increases. Though it can be a busy time, making and keeping blood donations appointments remains a critical priority. Type O blood donors and those giving platelets are essential right now to meet the needs of hospitals. Volunteer blood donors can be the light in a patient's recovery, especially accident victims who may require hundreds of blood units through transfusions. Two blood drives will be held on Tuesday. The first will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at South Elementary School in Reedsburg. The second will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. A blood drive will be held on Wednesday from 10 to 2 at Grace Lutheran Church in Elroy. The fourth blood drive will be held Friday from noon to 4 at Masonic Christian Fellowship in Black Earth. Schedule a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood donor app. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for Wisconsin Urban Forestry Catastrophic Storm Grants statewide from eligible applicants, including Wisconsin municipalities, counties, tribal governments, and 501 organizations. Grants range from $4,000 to $50,000 and do not require a dollar-for-dollar match. The DNR's Urban Forestry Catastrophic Storm Grant Program funds tree repair, removal, or replacement within the urban areas following a catastrophic storm event for which the governor has declared a state of emergency. A catastrophic storm is defined as damage to urban forests caused by snow, ice, hail, wind, or tornado. Urban forest damage must have occurred in the area with a minimum of 100 residents per square mile. Residential density is determined from statistics provided by the Wisconsin Demographic Service Center, according to U.S. Census Bureau data. For more information and to apply, visit the DNR's Urban Forestry Catastrophic Grants webpage. Applications are due Monday, June 2nd. And the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protections is reminding agricultural producers and private landowners to apply for the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. Applications are being accepted on a first-come, first-served basis until June 6 or until the acreage cap is met. CREP is a state and federally funded land management option for landowners and producers needing to set aside agricultural and land located along streams, lakes, and wetlands from production. By enrolling in CREP, the landowners benefit from the financial incentive and flexible nature of the program and have reduced financial risk by mitigating issues such as nutrient loss and crop damage from frequent flooding on their marginal agricultural lands. The program offers two different conservation practice options, 15-year agreement and perpetual easement. Those in 15-year agreement receive upfront and annual rental payments with the ability to re-enroll when their contract expires. Land enrolled in perpetual easement receive a significantly higher upfront payment in addition to annual payments, with potential for selective land use activities to be allowed for 15 years. Additionally, there is no minimum acreage enrollment requirement, giving landowners the ability to implement conservation practices and maintain the agricultural property tax benefits on these enrolled portions while keeping the rest in production. Additional information about eligibility and enrollment can be found on DATCAP's website. To apply, contact your county land conservation department or local farm service agency office. WRCO News Time is 5:13. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Today is Sunday, May 25th. Kimberly Jo Kim Blickham Arbogast, age 70, died May 16th after bravely confronting a diagnosis of lung cancer. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made through Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service to the family for a celebration of life, which will be held at a later date. Kimberly Jo Kim Blickham Arbogast, age 70. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Cards may be sent to Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center for the Tukendorf family. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73 of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. Dry and pleasant conditions can be expected for the rest of our Memorial weekend, even into Memorial Day. Not a lot of activity is expected. Heading into tonight, mostly clear skies. Winds are going to be on the calm side. Temperatures will be dropping down to the low to mid 40s. For Memorial Day on Monday, we are going to have plenty of sunshine to start off the day, and then we are going to have an increase in clouds as we continue getting through the rest of the day. Highs are going to be in the upper 60s to low 70s. Winds will be coming from the east about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday night is going to give us mostly cloudy skies and slightly warmer overnight lows. Temperatures are only going to be dropping into the upper 40s to low 50s. Winds are going to be coming mostly from the east northeast around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies and scattered light rain showers all day can be expected. Highs are going to be in the mid 60s. Winds are going to be coming from the northeast about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Heading into the middle of the week for Wednesday, cloudy skies with scattered showers and possibly a few thunderstorms could be developing as well. Slightly cooler temperatures, highs are only going to be upper 50s to low 60s. Thursday is going to give us a decrease in clouds and some light sprinkles through the day is possible. It is going to be a bit warmer though. Upper 60s to low 70s can be expected for highs on Thursday. For the end of the week on Friday, more sun than clouds can be expected, and temperatures are going to start to get a little bit warmer as well. We're looking at mid to upper 70s for highs to end the week, and heading into next weekend, mostly sunny and feeling more like summer, highs are expected to be in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 70 degrees after a high today of 73 and a morning low of 38. Yesterday's high was 68 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1950 is 92 degrees with a record low of 29 set back in 1963. Last year's high was 75 with a low of 44. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:29 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:28. The winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.30, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 70 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Yesterday, there was high school baseball action in the area, and games that were played include River Valley. They beat Appleton West by a score of 8-5. It was Edgewood over Platteville 3-2. Belleville defeated Wisconsin Heights 5-3, and Oregon beat Mount Horeb 2-1. Also over Memorial Day weekend, there's home talent baseball action. And yesterday, in a game played last night, it was Reedsburg taking on Sauk Prairie, and Reedsburg came away with a 3-2 win in that game. This afternoon, Casanova Reds and the Middleton 29ers played. There is no score for that yet, but if we do receive that later, we will pass it along, or Phil will have it on his sports report tomorrow morning. Also, tomorrow's games, also in the northern section, being played will be the Mazamani Mustangs at the Reedsburg Pirates and the Sauk Prairie Twins at the Cross Plain Businessmen. And both games will be at 1 o'clock. In the western section, games going on tomorrow that will be played include Belleville at Verona, Pine Bluffs Mount Horeb at Arena. It will be Hollandale hosting Schulzburg-Benton, Blanchardville's hosting Wyota. It will be Dodgeville at Argyle and Muscadet at Ridgeway. Caleb Durbin and Bryce Terang, I should say, hit back-to-back doubles in the eighth inning to help the Milwaukee Brewers top the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-5. Durbin sent a sweeper from Ryan Borucki to the track in left field, driving in two and tying it at five. Terang brought him home with a ball down the line and left. Jared Koenig got the win despite allowing two runs in one and two-thirds innings. Trevor McGill struck out two in the ninth while recording his ninth save. Adam Frazier drove in three runs for Pittsburgh, including two on a two-out double that put the Pirates ahead 5-3 in the seventh. Tomorrow, the Brewers will open a three-game series at home against Boston. And tomorrow's game, the first pitch will be at 1:10, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at 12:35. In other Major League Baseball action today, it was the Tigers shutting out the Guardians 5-0. The Orioles beat the Red Sox 5-1. It was the Giants over the Nationals 3-2. The Rays shut out the Blue Jays 13-0. The Cubs defeated the Reds 11-8. The Royals beat the Twins 2-1. It was the Rangers over the White Sox 5-4. The Astros beat the Mariners 5-3. And the Cardinals defeated the Diamondbacks by a score of 4-3. And other games going on, it's in the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Yankees are leading the Rockies 4-2. It's in the top of the ninth, and the Athletics are leading the Phillies 5-4. The Marlins are shutting out the Angels 3-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning, and also in the bottom of the eighth, the Padres lead the Braves by a score of 5-3. And in Sunday night baseball tonight, it'll be the Dodgers at the Mets, and that'll have a 6:10 first pitch time. Pittsburgh's O'Neill Cruz had the hardest hit ball since StatCast's started tracking in 2015, a home run off Milwaukee's Logan Henderson that left the bat at 122.9 miles per hour and splashed into the Allegiance River. Cruz's leadoff drive to right in the third inning on a 92.2 mile per hour fastball traveled 432 feet and cut the Pirates' deficit to 3-1. Cruz had the previous hardest hit ball, a 122.4 miles per hour single on August 24th of 2022. Miami's Giancarlo Stanton had the prior hardest hit home run at 121.8 miles per hour, a drive off Gio Gonzalez at Washington on August 9th of 2017. Alex Palou has become the first driver from Spain to win the Indianapolis 500 by holding off former Chip Ganassi Racing teammate Marcus Ericsson over the closing laps at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Palou came into the Speedway today with four wins through the first five races, but it was number six, the greatest spectacle in racing that he had circled on his calendar. Without an Indy 500 win, Palou said his career resume would never be complete. Ericsson, the 2022 Indy 500 winner, finished second for Andretti Global in a 1-2 finish for Honda. David Malukas was third for AJ Foyt Racing and the highest finishing Chevrolet. The Oklahoma City Thunder found all kinds of soft spots in the defense and consistently hit those open shots over two decisive wins to start the Western Conference Finals. The Minnesota Timberwolves tightened up their pressure with a back-to-basics approach on their home court that fueled a 143-101 win on last night in Game 3. They aggressively hounded the ball, employed effective switches, and limited their drop, pick, and roll coverage to prevent the mid-range shots. The Wolves were also disciplined enough to minimize their fouls. The question for Game 4 is how quickly the Thunder can hit the reset button after such a drubbing last night, or such a drubbing. And tonight, the New York Knicks will be taking on the Indiana Pacers in Eastern Conference final action, and that will start at 7. Indiana leads the series 2-0. Kyle Larson has crashed out of the Indianapolis 500 near this midway point on Sunday. That ended the NASCAR Superstar's second shot at finishing both the greatest spectacle in racing and the Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte in the same day. His car wiggled in turns 1 and 2, and Larson spun into the outside wall, ending his race after 91 laps. The Indy 500 had been delayed about 35 minutes by rain, but he would have had time to make it to Charlotte for the Cup Series race. He had managed to finish the race in Indianapolis. The wreck gave him extra time for the 550-mile trip. And a controversy, a creamy delicious one, is brewing in the Florida Panthers locker room surrounding some potentially decadent behavior on the part of Brad Marchand during Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The issue? Did he really have ice cream after the second period last night? He said he did, though it is possible that he was telling a frozen fib. Specifically, Marchand said he enjoyed a blizzard from Dairy Queen. Coach Paul Maurice says just because Marchand says it said it doesn't make it true. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw!
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We expect a nice lineup of collector tractors, including Internationals, Farmalls, John Deere's, Alice Chalmers, and tons more. We'll also have antique implements, tools, and tons of Ford memorabilia. We're taking consignments. Get your classic tractors and implements down to Muscadet today. Wilkinson Auctions Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Hey there, Boscobel and beyond. Mark your calendars for Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event. Coming your way Sunday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. right here in beautiful downtown Boscobel. From handcrafted goods to local treasures, mouth-watering food trucks to tasty treats, there's something for everyone. Bring the entire family, stroll the vendors, and soak up some good old-fashioned summer fun. Calling all vendors, do you want to join the party? Spots are just $30, but don't dilly-dally. The sign-up deadline is this Friday. So dust off your lawn chairs, grab your friends, and head on down to support local and shop small. It's all happening at Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event in downtown Boscobel, Sunday, June 8th. Don't miss it!
100.9 WRCO. Chasing some different high. I'm stuck in my ways, most ways. God, give me a truck over any new Cadillac. And when I'm drinking, I ain't drinking nothing less is Jack. But girl, I wanna know about you. Tell me something. Are you the kind that feels love and starts running? Or are you wanting maybe just to feel wanted? I never saw this coming. Baby girl, your touch is freedom that I've been needing. Girl, you got that body rockin'. Everybody's watching, see them, but you don't need them. You got eyes that I get lost in. I know you got options. Girl, you got me falling for you right here on this floor. Typically it's whiskey that I like to pour, but I'm drinking wine tonight, tonight, tonight. Tonight, 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 I'm drinking wine. And the more we talk, girl, the more I think I'm in love. It ain't the red, it's your lips that got me this buzz. The sparks between us, they're hotter than a twin flame. I don't know, but I think you might be my soulmate. Your freedom that I've been needing. Girl, you got that body rocking. Everybody's watching, see them, but you don't need them. I get lost in. I know you got options. Girl, you got me falling for you right here on this floor. Typically it's whiskey that I like to pour, but I'm drinking wine tonight, 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 tonight. I'm drinking wine tonight, 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 tonight. You, baby girl, you really something. You ain't the kind of feels loving starts running. All you wanted was to just feel wanted. I never saw this coming. Baby girl, the rush is freedom that I've been needing. Girl, you got that body rocking. See them, but you don't need them. You got eyes that I get lost in. I know you got options. Girl, you got me falling for you right here on this floor. Typically it's whiskey that I like to pour, but I'm drinking wine tonight, 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 tonight. I'm drinking wine tonight, 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 tonight. I'm drinking wine.
I'm drinking wine. to how your hand and mind fits. Girl, I've always loved you, but strawberry wine, it gets as good as it gets old. And oh, we thought we knew what it meant way back then. Oh, but I keep falling, falling higher than I've ever been. Oh no, I don't love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer I'm with you. We'll be right back.
taking over your shoulder. Like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. By the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
The Forrester Sisters with Just In Case at 546. and 70 degrees still outside and mostly sunny skies. And coming up at the top of the hour, remember, we have Old Country with Bo Hendricks. Bo will be bringing you some great classic country music for your entertainment. So if you like classic country music, you're going to love Old Country. And that'll be on from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Turn up the heat with A&W's Double Spicy Papa Burger. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with two slices of melted American cheese, bold jalapenos, crisp lettuce and fresh tomato, and a drizzle of the signature spicy Papa sauce. It's the burger your mama warned you about, and then some. This fan favorite is packed with flavor, so stop by A&W and make your next meal a spicy one. Serving up smiles the old-fashioned way, right in Boscobel at A&W on Highway 61. Prices and participation may vary. The 44th Annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast is coming up Sunday, June 8th at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, serving from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Guests will enjoy pancakes, sausage links, cheese curds, ice cream, and much more, all for just $5. Children 3 and under eat free, and the Kinshi Pedal Pool starts at 10 a.m. Parking is easy. Visitors are encouraged to park at the Rockwell Lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and ride the free shuttle to the farm. It's a morning of food, fun, and community. Don't miss it. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast coming up on Sunday, June 8th.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Come have breakfast on the farm. The 41st Annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast is being held Saturday, June 7th, serving from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at the Dylan and Brianna Handel Family Farm in Barneveld. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and top it off with a Culver's frozen custard. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, a petting zoo, and you can enjoy walking around the farm. Adults are $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. There's no parking at the farm. Park at Vortex in Barneveld and enjoy a short bus ride through Barneveld to the farm.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. This month, with your Ace Rewards card, you can save $100 on a Weber E325 gas grill, or you can purchase Ace Motor Oil, 1 quart, for $3.49 each. Select Ace Birdseed and Miracle-Gro products on sale as well. Our greenhouse is now open, and we have many different types of yard and garden soils and mulch on display. And don't forget our selection of lawnmowers. So stop in for these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI at MWT.net.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in, no appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
You're better than the best. I'm lucky just to linger in your life. Cooler than the flip side of pillow, that's right. Completely unaware, nothing can compare to where you sent me. Lets me know that it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. In the moments when my good times start to fade, like that. You steal away the rain, and just like that.
Was Uncle Cracker with Smile on Country and Community, and it's time for me to wrap things up and call it an evening and make way for Old Country with your host, Bo Hendricks. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO part of your day and hope you have a great rest of your Memorial Day weekend. I'll be back again tomorrow. I'll be on, well, the same time I work today, from 10 until 6, bringing you some great music and information and news along the way. And after Old Country, and said from 6 until midnight, is Old Country with your host, Bo Hendricks. And then after that, we'll have some music during the evening, during the overnight hours, I should say. And then tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock is the Light in the Milk House show with Phil Nee. So Phil will be here with his brand of entertainment. So be sure to tune in then. And like I say, hope each and every one of you have a happy Memorial Day. And I'll probably be talking to you tomorrow, hopefully. And to take us up to the top of the hour, we have Brooks and Dunn with Building Bridges. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night. And I will talk to you tomorrow. And please stay safe.
Since you've gone, my heart says something's wrong. How long can this keep going on?
Cloudy tonight with a low of 43. Partly sunny and pleasant Memorial Day, high 70. Partly to mostly cloudy and not as cool tomorrow night, low 47. Gray skies on Tuesday with areas of light rain, high 68. Cloudy Wednesday with occasional rain showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, high 64. And breaks of sun and mild Thursday, isolated light showers or sprinkles are possible, high 71.
It's the country you grew up with and made your radio sound really good. This is Old Country.
Classic Country, remembered every Sunday night with Bo Hendricks on WRCO-FM 100.9. Old Country is sponsored by Dairy.